The time has finally come where an announcement was made this month by former mayor of New Britain, Erin Stewart, that she is officially running for governor here in our great state of Connecticut. And she joins us now. Erin Stewart, I have waited. My gosh, I have waited so long. Here you are.
Melissa, I know you have. A lot of people have. I'm forewarning you. I'm standing at the bus stop right now, so this interview is going to be very interesting. But thank you so much for having me on.
Listen, are you joking? We know you're a mom. I mean, I think that's what makes you as unique. I mean, there's a lot of uniqueness to you. But, you know, it's fine. Be a mom. That's mom first. I got you. It's fine. Listen, if my kid FaceTimes me right now, I'm going to a commercial break. I get it. It's all good.
I know the announcement finally happened this past week. You know, I wasn't kidding when I said it was the worst kept secret in the state of Connecticut. I know. But, you know, you have so much work and planning and things to make sure that you line up before you have a big announcement like that. And we didn't make it an easy one. It was at New Britain Stadium with about 300 of my closest friends. Mickey wants to say hi. Hey, bud.
I was going to say, no, listen, they're still celebrating. I feel the same way. Buddy, I feel the same way. I was waiting for like a solid year. It was around this time last year that I'm like, wait, how long do I have to wait to find out what you're doing with your life? So I get it. I'd be crying too. I'd be doing the same thing. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, let's talk about how we got to this point. A huge announcement a year ago that you are not running for re-election. Yeah. Then, you know, I'm going to explore. Yeah. I want to get to a certain number, obviously. And now you're full-fledged. You've already released campaign videos, things like that.
Oh, yeah. We wanted to make sure that we did it right. You know, I announced it was the latter part of a year ago, actually more than that, but I announced I wasn't going to run for re-election as mayor. It was a tough decision for me to make. I spent 12 years as mayor of the city of New Britain. So to make that announcement, it was tough, but I knew I needed to do it and with as much advance notice to let everyone know what my intentions were. So I finished out the year. It was a great, you know, kind of send off to my time as mayor, and now looking forward to what's next. And I, you know, I feel just as enthusiastic as I know my supporters do about what's ahead for us. Listen, the campaign slogan is it's time for something different. And I mean, you know this. Everybody who knows me knows that I don't necessarily fit the mold of what you would think a governor or a politician should or would look like. And I'm really excited to bring a message of change and something different to the state.
So do I call you now? I mean, it's so funny, but I want to be like Mayor Erin Stewart, right? You're always mayor, right? I still call people chief, even though they've retired from there. All right, cool. So Mayor Stewart, I'm curious what you feel like is different this go around versus the last time you ran for governor. Mm.
Yeah. So in 2018, I ran unsuccessfully. And hey, listen, you learn a lot from experiences where you don't end up on top, right? And I was one of, gosh, a dozen candidates that ran in 2018. Listen, I learned a lot about the inside baseball of politics, all of the convoluted mess that is the convention process and the primary that I had to go through as well. You know, when I ended up running for lieutenant governor instead of governor, you know, listen, it was all good lessons learned that have prepared me much more for this time around. And you know, as we go into the Republican convention that happens in May and then the primary that will happen in August, I feel that I know exactly what I need to do.
So I am curious what your biggest focus is for your campaign.
So it's tough, Melissa, because you're literally running three campaigns at the same time, right? You're running a campaign for the Republican nomination at the same time that you're running a primary campaign, at the same time that you're running a general election campaign, because we all know that once you get through a primary, 3 months is not long enough, in my opinion, to get your message across to the whole state. Mm. So that's what makes this even more complicated, which I'm trusting in the great teams that I've put together and the awesome people that I have around me to help get it done.
So I'm glad that you said you're kind of running different campaigns at the same time, because it's true. You've got, you know, different goals that you've got to meet in order to then get to the next step.
Yes.
And I'm curious how you, and of course, I'm not trying to, you know, reveal all secrets, because you do have at least one other opponent in the Republican Party, Senator Ryan Fazio, who is also gunning for the job. But, you know, for the primary. So it's interesting, because I think that Connecticut Republicans have a tough thing to do, I would think, because for the primary, you really only have to attract the Republican Party. But then for the general, you really got to attract the general public in Connecticut. Now, those are two very different voters, because for the primary, I'd imagine you kind of lean a little bit more into maybe what the national Republican Party is. But then to pull it back and to, I don't want to say correct it, but to really focus on what the state and local level needs, that's a very different campaign than the primary, I would think.
And one of the things that I've always done, and I've always, people have always complimented me for this, is that I've always been me. I've never felt that I needed to change myself or change who I am to accommodate, you know, anybody. So that's going to make this easier for me, per se, than other people. But I also have a point to prove, too, in the differences between myself and my opponents. And I do really think that, you know, who I am, coming from a blue-collar, working-class neighborhood in central city in central Connecticut, is just inherently different than the same thing that we've had for the last, you know, gosh, what, 16 years?
Right. It's, I mean, listen, it's that's just it. I think that, again, I know there are different platforms, obviously, yourself and Senator Fazio, but a lot of the things that it feels like you guys are focusing on, I think the Republican Party in general is focusing on, is how unaffordable it is in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, some of the same kind of.
And no
doubt. I do have to ask this question. Is there a. Is there in any reality, depending on how the primary goes? Now, of course, you want to be governor, obviously. Is there, are you and Ryan talking about ever joining on a ticket? Because you know that rumor's floating around, right? Depending on who wins the primary.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't have a relationship. I don't really know him at all.
Oh, really?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. You should meet him. He's a really nice guy. He's a really
I'm sure he is, but I want to beat him. So.
Right. Right. You're like, I'm competing against him. No, I totally get that.
Right.
Now, again, we've got former Mayor Erin Stewart here from New Britain and newly sharing that she is officially running for governor for the Republican ticket. Are you worried at all that Governor Lamont is running for a third term?
I'm very intrigued that he's running for a third term. I don't think that I don't think that much good happens when you see a governor running for a third term. But I, you know, we know why. He's made too much money off the state of Connecticut, and his wealth has only grown exponentially with the money that he's made off of his position, or should I say, his wife. So I guess I don't blame him in that regard for wanting to run for a third term. However, I do very strongly feel that it is time for something different, that people of the state are struggling to pay their bills day in and day out. Affordability, while everybody talks about it, no one's doing anything about it. And you have all these insiders from Hartford, whether they're, you know, elected state representatives, state senators, the governor, who are so disconnected from what Connecticut families and what Connecticut working class is going through on a daily basis.
Do you worry at all, Mayor Stewart, that when you look at, say you are elected governor, you know, there's a super majority, though, up in Hartford that I look at Governor Lamont right now, who's been ousted more times than I'd like to count by the Democratic Party because of decisions he has made, sometimes that are not in favor of his own party. So how do you strike that balance if we continue, which I would imagine in some regard we would, having a super majority in Hartford?
So one of the things that I talked about in my remarks last week is that I'm running to bring balance to politics. It's not about, you know, forcing people to think, you know, your way. It's about who's going to be a good negotiator and bring everybody to the table to talk about what's important and not necessarily give in, but fall somewhere in the middle with negotiating. That's what it's all about. When I first got elected mayor of New Britain, I had a super majority of Democrats on the city council, but I still got done everything that I wanted to and then some, because no one party has a monopoly on good ideas. And if you're willing to have good conversations with people, good productive conversations, and both parties are willing to do that, I think that you'll see some good work come from that.
Former mayor of New Britain, Erin Stewart, is here. Also recently announced gubernatorial candidate for the great state of Connecticut. And we're just chatting about her campaign, her vision for Connecticut, if she is elected next November, what that would kind of look like under her leadership. I'm curious, you know, after this past election cycle, Mayor Stewart, do you worry at all, like at all, about the Republican Party and having a shot here in Connecticut for more leadership roles, including the governor's office? I mean, when you look at what happened nationally and even here in Connecticut, so many seats that were Republican flipping to Democrat. Mm-hmm. You know, granted, there was a government shutdown going on, but do you worry at all about that?
I mean, obviously it's something that you can't not consider, but it certainly isn't something that is scaring me away. Let's put it that way. I think that the Republican Party simply just needs to put forth, especially for the top seats, better candidates, more capable candidates who are capable of winning with a message that resonates with the Connecticut public and with the Connecticut voters. And that's what I've been saying to a lot of people. You don't get to, make your voice heard if you're not winning elections, guys. So let's put forth candidates that can win.
And I would love, if you don't mind, Aaron, to just define what kind of a Republican you'd consider yourself to be. As you can imagine, I mean, listen, I work in the news and I only go by fact, but the amount of, you know, different opinions out there, I think I'd rather kind of set the slate kind of clean for people, because I think that you strike, well, I think you strike a balance. This is what I think people respect about you if they really get to know you, is that, yes, you have photos posted of you and President Trump. And it's not to say that you didn't vote for him, but I don't think you 1,000% align with the National Republican Party. I think it's important to recognize that. I don't know. But you tell me.
And on the same token, where I have photos with President Trump, I have photos with President Obama, which confuses the hell out of everybody. But for me, as a Republican and as a conservative mayor in a city like New Britain, which is outnumbered by Democrats in registration wise, 4-5-1, it is an honor. I don't care who you are, to be in front of any president. OK, I got invited to go to the West Wing and sit in the Oval Office and have a meeting with the president of the United States. That is an incredible honor. I don't care what party you are. Not only that, and I was there to provide feedback and input on a piece of legislation that would have impacted my town, and they ended up changing the law so that it would benefit my town at the end of the day. That's what I call a success, and I don't care what party you are. I mean, listen, am I a super partisan person? No, I am not. I have never been. I am always trying to look for common ground and look for middle ground. But I am conservative, and there's no doubt about that. But this litmus test that everybody has to go through to determine how much of a Republican are you, or how much of a Democrat is he? Quite frankly, I just think it's ridiculous. And we waste so much time talking about these trivial things like that. That is exactly why we're not busy winning elections.
Mm. Do you feel like it's always been that way, or has it gotten worse?
It's certainly gotten worse. Okay, it's gotten worse. Sorry, Nikki's upset that it's gotten worse.
Yeah, listen, the emotions, when you know that even the kids are upset about it, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I would say it's gotten worse. I mean, listen, I became mayor in 2013. And even just like the culture and climate of politics in general from when I first got elected in 2013 to today is so incredibly different. And it's pretty scary, right? People are more venomous than ever before on both sides. And, it's not a healthy environment, let's say the least. So,
yeah.
Again, another fuel that fuels my fire of why I'm running, again, to bring balance and to bring some sense of normalcy to representative, working class people that I know feel that their voices are unheard.
What does Connecticut look like under your potential leadership?
Happier. In the most simplest of terms, how about happier? How about feeling hopeful that there's a good future for us and our kids and our families, instead of feeling so, depressed and down and never having anything good to say? I think that at the crux of it, that's it. You want to make the state more affordable for working families. You want to fix our education system. You want to give opportunity to those who feel that they don't have any. And, you want to make Connecticut, competitive. You want to invest in development and infrastructure, but all these things that we never have anything good to say about, in the most simplistic of terms. I think a Connecticut under my leadership looks a lot happier.
And so, again, we've got former Mayor Aaron Stewart, New Britain here, and running for governor as a Republican. I mean, again, obviously, you are very focused on your campaign and should be. But have you heard of anybody else Jen Tucker dropped out of the Republican, at least as far as running as a Republican. So it's really been, now you, obviously, but Senator Fazio, have you heard of anybody else? Like, have you talked to the Republican Party, or, are you hearing support from them, or?
Yeah, I talk to the Connecticut Republican Party leaders. I certainly do. I think it's important to, you know, to maintain a relationship there. Listen, I've been in this game long enough, though, to know that I am sure that some last minute person is going to come out of the woodwork, especially in the convention process. I'm sure. And if they don't, hey, great for me. But we're certainly planning on it.
Okay. Well, Erin Stewart, I want to thank you so much for taking the time, especially during the bus stop. I know how busy that is. I think it's incredibly telling of you that you you get your voice out there to the people, even, you know, if it's in the time that
Absolutely.
You're being a mom too. So no, I appreciate it, and I thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll be talking again very soon, but thank you for your time.
Absolutely, Melissa. Multitasking is our specialty. Have a
yeah.
good one.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Erin Stewart, thank you so much. And again, Erin Stewart, now the second Republican to be running for the governor's seat. And it's probably a little bit confusing because we've been kind of tracking this since earlier this year. But the first Republican to say that they were going to run as governor was actually Jen Tooker, former first select woman of Westport. She has since dropped out. State Senator Ryan Fazio from Lower Fairfield County, he is still very much running. And so far, they are the only two Republicans who are running for governor. Meanwhile, on the other side of the aisle, you've got Governor Ned Lamont, who has filed the paperwork. He has not actually given an official "I'm running for governor," but we do know he's filed the paperwork. He doesn't really need to do any fundraising because he has the money. And also State Representative Josh Elliott was the first Democrat in the state to say he was going to run for governor as well. Again, we've had all of these candidates on the show now talking about their campaigns. I have not heard anything differently, but I would imagine in the months leading up certainly to the primary, we will hear of any other candidates who could be, you know, throwing their hats in or their names into the hat. But we also will get a better understanding of where the parties are leaning and what we can expect during the primaries. So we will stay focused on the gubernatorial election happening in less than a year, and certainly has been heating up for quite some time. So we'll continue to follow this for you.